You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurleyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Special welcome to WKBK, everyone in Keene, New Hampshire, joining us for the first time today. We appreciate you guys listening, giving us a chance. I think you're going to enjoy it. But before I get distracted, in the last hour, we talked a lot about Dr. Fauci. He does, you know, the media rounds on Sunday. He goes on every show, Face the Nation. He goes on with Jake Tapper. He goes on with Chuck Todd. He goes on with Chris Wallace. Also another Chuck. Chuck Wallace is what we like to call him here. He goes on all these shows and he spews crap. You know, that's his thing. That's why he's the most popular man in America, is because he predicts everything wrong. He gives you all the wrong takes, and he is celebrated for it in our society. But people have brought up a great point, which I can't believe I didn't think of. I found it quite obnoxious that he was whining and, you know, lamenting the fact that Trump doesn't come out and tell his supporters to get the vaccine. And part of the reason is these people have done nothing but blame Trump for everything. You know, they barely wanted to give him credit for Operation Warp Speed. Fauci did it, you know, just because he had to. But it was weak even then. And the fact that the left has banned him from all these things. They don't want us to talk about him. He doesn't have a Twitter. And now they want him for something. And they're saying, oh, he needs to come out and tell his supporters. If I were Trump, I would tell them to kick rocks. But here's the part of it that's amazing. Well, first we'll play Fauci. This is him whining about how Orange Man Bad won't tell his supporters to get their Fauci ouchie.
If he came out and said, go and get vaccinated, it's really important for your health, the health of your family, and the health of the country, it seems absolutely inevitable that the vast majority of people who are his close followers would listen to him. He's such a strongly popular person. I cannot imagine that if he comes out, that they would not get vaccinated. It would be very helpful to the effort.
Helpful to the effort. He cannot imagine why Trump would not come out and tell his supporters to get the vaccine. Can you imagine the cojones on these people now trying to blame Trump for not telling his supporters to get the vaccine, when just a few months ago, President Trump, when he was, you know, promoting this vaccine, was dealing with anti-vax rhetoric from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden? Does Dr. Fauci think maybe they shouldn't have fear-mongered about the vaccine? Let's take a stroll down memory lane about what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were saying about this vaccine just a few months ago.
If the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
So let me be clear. I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
And now, how times have changed. Why would he come out and tell everyone to take it? I can't get over the gall of these people. They just think they can treat Republicans, and Trump has said it a million times. He always says they don't hate me, they hate you. And it's so true. They think they can just treat us like subhumans and trash us and Neanderthals and boomer rubes and deplorables, and then blame us when things don't go their way. It's our responsibility. It's Trump's responsibility to tell people who might be skeptical of a vaccine that his administration helped create with Operation Warp Speed. It's his responsibility now that he's no longer president to convince people that were probably made skeptical of it by President Biden to get the vaccine. Ha! That's what I say to that. fat chance. But I do want to move on here for one second, because there's another big scandal brewing, and that would be what's happening at the border. 844-500-4242. We'll take calls until our guest at 1:30. If you guys have been missing this, there's bad things happening at the border. And you know how I know things are getting really bad? Nancy Pelosi is blaming, you guessed it, the man who won't tell everyone to get the vaccine, Donald Trump. So here's two headlines. This one's from CNBC. This is way back when Trump was president. Border crossings are at record lows as Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall. They thought it was so ridiculous that he wanted this wall. It was, remember, Jim Acosta kept saying it's a manufactured crisis. And now today, Pelosi blames border crisis on Biden inheriting broken system from Trump. You're going to see that word a lot over the next couple of years. Anything bad, anything that doesn't pan out, probably the tax hike that Biden's proposing, it's all because he inherited a broken system from President Donald Trump. Do we have that cut, Jared, of Pelosi blaming? We'll find that in a sec. But it gets worse, because now they're running entire segments. So Jen Psaki was asked about this, and she said that she didn't want to put labels on this. She didn't want to put labels like crisis or anything like that on what's happening at the border, because it's not helpful. But one thing I do remember them saying is that they consider it a challenge. It's just, you know, it's a challenge. So let's go over some of the numbers of this challenge, all right? The number of children held in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody has hit a record high. Administration officials have urged patience as they review the dysfunctional system under which migrants are currently processed at the border. Now, this is from Vox, so they add this in. And as they seek to dismantle former President Donald Trump's complex web of policies that put asylum and other humanitarian protections out of reach for most people. Jared, I'm confused, and here's why. If it's all Trump's fault, why is it happening right now? Why are people showing up with Biden t-shirts? You would think they'd be showing up with Trump t-shirts on at the border.
Because Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz planted those t-shirts in there as part of their scheme to stop global warming. Twice.
That was honestly the most sensical explanation I've heard. Now this is...
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
I really do when it comes to the border stuff, because Newt Gingrich tweets out, if there is a COVID surge in Texas, the fault will not be Governor Abbott's common sense reforms. The greatest threat of a COVID surge comes from Biden's untested illegal immigrants pouring across the border. We have no way of knowing how many of them are bringing COVID with them. Do you want to know what happened to Newt Gingrich? His Twitter got banned. It got censored or whatever. He had to delete the tweet. There's just a fact that that's what's happening. And he had to delete it because we live in absolute crazy land. And meanwhile, now I'm going back here to the Vox article. Though the White House has declined so far to call it a crisis, the situation is increasingly dire. As of Wednesday, more than 3,700 children were reportedly being detained in Customs and Border Protection. And now this part of it, these are the same facilities that generated widespread outrage under the Trump administration. Now, wait a minute here. Not to put labels on this, but are you telling me, Vox, which I know is, you know, not, they're not the biggest fans of Donald Trump. Are you trying to tell me that we have a kids in cages situation here?
No. This isn't kids in cages. This is migrants in shelters.
Got it. I actually think it's unaccompanied minors in overflow facilities, Jared.
Of course.
But again, you know, semantics. Billy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Billy.
Hello, Grace. So thank you for taking my call, and you have a great show.
Thank you.
So there's a couple of things that I want to say. Who the hell is Dr. Fauci, okay? I think he became a talking point for the liberals or the socialist party, I think. And another thing, there's nothing that we could do about it. So we complain and talk about this and getting censored and stuff. You know, I don't mean to be, I don't know. I don't think there's no going back, because once all of this, what they have done, right, they're in control. And it seems like they will always be in control.
I know. And, Amelia, I know that it feels that way. I do. But, and I read a piece from American Thinker, and it was right after the election, and it really did restore my faith in things, because it said you can't, in politics, you can't get too high or too low. You can't feel too happy or too sad. And another thing that might reassure you, Billy, is that the Democrats, they're really, really predictable in one sense. They always, undoubtedly, always overplay their hand. And they mess things up. All they have to do most of the time is not be crazy. And they can't help themselves. I mean, you've got Sarah Silverman today saying, oh, the party's getting out of control. Once you lose the woke people and they start saying, this is kind of problematic, we're creating a dangerous society, then I don't know if your party's as stable as you think. And another point I'd make, Billy, is the infighting is going to start to happen, because I don't know if you saw this, but everyone from AOC to Jerry Nadler to, you know, anybody in New York, Bill de Blasio, they're all calling for Governor Cuomo to resign. But you'll notice two very important people are not. And that would be Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, and President Joe Biden. And that to me rings a big bell. And that bell is saying, infighting, infighting. These Democrats, when they're done with us, they turn on each other. And that's what you're about to see for the next 4 years. So don't lose hope, Billy, because they've had more power before. I know it's hard to believe, and they've messed it up. So they'll mess it up again. Guys, who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Not me. Because with my friends at Aviva Trattoria, we'll be giving away a free lunch every other Friday here at the studio. Actually, today, Howie's daughter, Charlotte, texted me. She saw my tweet of all the Aviva food, and she said, what's your favorite thing from Aviva? It looks so good. And I said, I love the cannolis because I have a sweet tooth, but it's got to be the arancini balls for me. They've got the sausage in them. They're so delicious.
I can't. Every pizza I've had from there is, they have so many varieties of pizza too. Like, I mean, you're here in the loop. I'm a pizza guy. They're my go-to pizza now. They had the shrimp scampi pizza, which was just, oh my God.
So good, so rich, so delicious. Two lucky listeners will have an incredible meal by Aviva and watch the show with me in studio. All you have to do to enter is go to gracecurlyshow.com and sign up. It's free to sign up. You could be a winner. I will pick the winner this Friday for next week. And Anthony and Marcy stop by. They bring us incredible food, like Jared said, delicious pizza, but really anything that we want, chicken parm sandwiches, their homemade chips, everything is delicious. They have four convenient locations in Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. Takeout is available too. To enter to win the Aviva VIP lunch, go to gracecurlyshow.com. That's gracecurlyshow.com. 844-500-4242. I'll be back on the other side with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I hope your week is off to a good start. I know mine is. The Democrats just make it too easy. I was on a radio station this morning, and I was talking about the process of finding stories for the day. And I said, I feel like I'm cheating sometimes, because you open up, you know, your news tabs or wherever you go for your news, and there's just so much stuff. There's a new thing being canceled. There's a new crisis that Biden doesn't want to talk about. We're on to, I think, day 53 or 4 of no press conferences, no solo press conferences. And once again, it's Trump's fault, though. I mean, you know, Biden can't be expected to answer questions. We'll get to all of that in a second here, though, but get clinically proven blood pressure support with delicious Superbeats heart chews by visiting getsuperbeats.com/grace. When you buy two bags, they'll throw in a third for free. That's getsuperbeats.com/grace. Getsuperbeats.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the most absurd Trump deranged lie? Trump's to blame for the border surge, Trump's to blame for COVID, or Trump's to blame for Biden not having press conferences?
I think we should add one that's Trump's to blame for people not getting the vaccine, because that one's pretty
Everybody's
wild.
Always blaming me for everything.
That's pretty wild, too. I'm going to say Trump's to blame for the border surge. This is the newest from Nancy Pelosi, who really is falling off. I mean, she is just... I thought the wheels came off a long time ago, but now that Trump's not there, she seems to be even worse somehow. But I'm going to say the border surge.
Border surge polling at 34%, just behind Biden not having press conferences at 39%, 27% for Trump's to blame for COVID.
Yeah, and someone actually from the New York Times pointed out that at this point in office, Trump had given 5 news conferences, Obama had given 2, George W. Bush had 3, and Clinton had given 5. Biden has a big goose egg. Not that it even matters, because if he got up there, you know what the questions would be. You know, like, what's your really, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? You know, what happened with Major? Are we ever going to see a cat in the White House? Ugh. But Jared, I want to talk about this border surge because we have the cut. This is Nancy Pelosi really, really giving us a throwback of blaming Donald Trump for what is currently happening at the border.
This is a humanitarian challenge to all of us. What the administration has inherited is a broken system at the border, and they are working to correct that.
It's crazy because when Trump was talking about the broken system at the border, you guys said he was making it up. You guys said he was manufacturing a crisis. U.S. Border Patrol are currently holding more than 4,200 unaccompanied migrant children in cages, which CBS News describes as jail-like stations unfit to house minors. They're also keeping them there for longer than they're supposed to. I think the time cap that they're supposed to have them there for is 72 hours, and they're being held at like for 100 hours maybe or something. But not good. And then meanwhile, you turn on CNN, and there's an entire 2-minute segment on the border crisis. You know who doesn't get one mention? Not one mention. Biden. It reminds me of when Jake Tapper saw that the National Guard was in the parking garage and he said, can someone tell who's ever in charge over there to fix this? And I was thinking, oh, you know what? Whatever Biden is doing, it's contagious because Jake Tapper forgot. Jake, his name is Joe Biden. That's who's in charge. That's the guy from that outfit that you're trying to think of. But now there's no mention of POTUS unless we're talking about President Trump. Russ, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Russ.
Grace, Fauci is a big pharma profiteer who cannot be trusted. We Trump supporters can think for ourselves. I will avoid contact tracing. I will stick with my old reliable germ avoidance. And I will play a wait-and-see attitude as far as this vaccine is concerned. And I want millions of people to take it so it'll help me make a better judgment if and when I should take it.
And that is, you're right. I mean, and meanwhile, you know, there's a lot of talk about COVID and how Fauci keeps saying we can't open up yet. We'll see. We have to be reasonable. You know, he warns us that what's happening in Texas, lifting the mandates is, you know, too soon and dangerous and, you know, whatever panic porn words he wants to use. But then meanwhile, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and their spouses have begun an ambitious cross-country tour this week to highlight the benefits of his $1.9 trillion plan to defeat the coronavirus and boost the economy. So Joe and Jill can go on a road trip cross-country. But Jared, I just want to tell you once again, when you're having your hot dog and beans on July 4th, it's got to be less than 6 people. I don't care what they say. I don't care if they say 10. I want you to have less than 6.
I locked myself in a box until the virus is over.
As you should, sir. We'll be back with Derek Hunter from Town Hall. Don't go anywhere, guys. This is The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Maybe we ought to promise the Pentagon that we'll get rid of traditional gender roles on this show, change the pronouns, defeat the patriarchy, and all that. Then they'd send us billions in unmarked $100 bills as a reward. They've certainly done that before. And that might really kickstart our struggling opium poppy business. Something to think about. Anyway, we're fine. So thank you for the concern.
You gotta love Tucker Carlson. I mean, and I love how Brian Stelter, when he's criticizing him, says he never apologizes for anything, just like Trump. That's my favorite thing about Tucker, because I'm so sick of everyone apologizing for things that they didn't do wrong.
There's no time for potato heads.
It's my pet peeve, Stelter. But I want to talk about this because an active duty four-star general publicly berated Tucker Carlson for criticizing the military and the maternity flight suits, making the military more feminine. It became this whole Twitter back and forth, and I wanted to bring on someone who was really following this closely. Derek Hunter from Town Hall. You can follow him at Derek A. Hunter on Twitter. Derek, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace. Let me apologize right off the bat for something or whatever. My pronouns are he, him.
Got it. I'm
trying to get a promotion to the Pentagon. So
I'm so sorry about that, Derek. And yeah, no, I will refer to you as that from now on. Derek, so break down what happened here, because it was kind of amazing to watch. And I think that we obviously saw Master Gunnery Sergeant Stalker make his comments. He was very proud to say, you know, Tucker has never served and he doesn't understand what we do here, all that good stuff. But there were other branches of there were other Twitter accounts that kind of came out and criticized Tucker. And it became very juvenile, at least in my opinion.
It started with Admiral John Kirby, retired, who's now the spokesmodel for the Pentagon. He was the spokesmodel for the Pentagon under Barack Obama, too. So if it seems like old times, that's why. He released a statement last week saying that the Pentagon smites Tucker Carlson, getting really biblical on it. What's hilarious about this is Tucker was talking about the general state of political correctness overriding the military's only reason to exist, honestly, and that is to defend this country against our enemies. And they are now touting the fact that even Biden said, we've got maternity flight suits. Well, my wife, we have two kids. We took a baby moon before the first one. And we had to check with the airline to make sure that she could fly at 6.5, 7 months, because some airlines say you can't fly. The military says once you're pregnant, you can't fly. It's not like you're going to pop danger zone on the iPhone and start Kenny Logginsing up in a MiG fight against somebody. You are grounded when you are pregnant for your safety, because there are all sorts of physical changes that happen with your body. And as the baby gets bigger, you have to go to the bathroom a lot. You could have false labor. You could go into early labor. It's not worth risking your life and a $3 billion plane so you can get, you know, credits at the woke convention. So the Tucker was pointing about how the military is focusing on all of these, frankly, frivolous things rather than what its job is supposed to be. And the left started arguing with a narrative rather than what Tucker was actually talking about. The narrative is Tucker hates women. Tucker is bashing women in the military. He doesn't think diversity is our strength. Well, frankly, diversity isn't our strength. Our military equipment is our strength. Nobody says, our lines have been breached, General. What do we do? Send in the diversity. No, nobody would do that. That would be insane. So the military is supposed to be a complete and total meritocracy. It is one of the few remaining ones in this country. And that is what the left hates. You'll never find a more diverse group of people, by the way, than the military, because people of all different flavors join it to serve this country, and they are used to the best of their abilities in whatever their abilities happen to be. But now we have to have, you know, it's Transsexual Eskimo Week. Let's all celebrate that, and let's all read Robin DiAngelo's latest diatribe about how we're all horrible racists. That is not what the military should be doing. That is what Tucker was saying. And people like Gunnery Sergeant Stalker, in uniform, in his office, through his official account, in clear violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, engaged in politics to I assume, kiss up to the brass that was also engaging in politics in uniform from their official accounts. And it turns what has been a tradition in this country of almost 250 years of the military staying out of politics into the military involving itself in politics, which is the stuff of third worlds and banana republics, which is what the Democrats just got done breathlessly telling us the last 4 years we were on the verge of.
Derek Hunter, that was beautifully said. I think when you talk about this, it kind of does make me think of the border, because something similar happened when Trump criticized. He said there was a lot of MS-13 gang members coming over illegally. And once again, the Democrats went into this woke thing about, you know, all lives are beautiful and all this. And I remember thinking to myself, did they think that bad things are not going to happen to them, whether it's gang members or terrorists, because they're woke? Do they think that, a gang member will come up to them, want to shoot them, and then they can say, whoa, wait, I'm progressive. I've always defended you. And then they'll say, you know what, maybe I'll move on to someone else. That's not how it works, but they're not really based in reality.
Well, it's the same mentality that says if you go outside to protest being placed under house arrest by your governor, it's a super spreader event. But if you're outside chanting, this is for George Floyd, the virus knows and puts one of its little suction tentacles up like a fist and joins you in the chant, does not infect you. It is a reality of their own construction, and they're free to do that. My problem is that they try to force us all to live in their reality of their construction.
Exactly.
Their actual reality is not dependent upon their belief in it or love of it. It just is. And they are sitting there denying biology, denying, like, for example, I wrote a column Sunday for Town Hall about the question about transgender athletes. If there are all these girls, these trans women who are competing in boys or girls sports and winning, which we've all heard the stories of, if men and women and boys and girls are the same and there is no difference between the genders, then where are all the girls competing in boys sports? Where are they? That's not happening. It's not happening at all. The men's world records for speed and for strength are about double what they are for women. It's not a slight against women. Thank God women exist, or we wouldn't exist. But there is a certain reality that we have to acknowledge if we're going to live on Earth and successfully. And that is one of them. Yes, Ronda Rousey could beat me up. But I think in a wrestling match, aside from Ronda Rousey and maybe Gina Carano, I could probably, being 6'5", I could probably take most of them. I think I could take you in a wrestling match, Grace.
You probably
could. I'm just going to put it out there.
I think most people could, to be honest.
But in reality, yeah, there are some women, but by and large, men are biologically made differently from women. You can't acknowledge that anymore. And now the military of the United States of America is trying to tell us that there are no differences between men and women. They're building these flight suits for pregnant women. Meanwhile, they're lowering the physical qualification standards in military training for women. They want their cake and eat it too, and they can't do it. Not in the military. You can mess up all the college campuses you want. I couldn't care less. The military is supposed to be something different, and that's why the left has always hated it. They recognize that it's a political dead end to try and defund it and try and disband it as a non-starter, although I'm sure they would like to. So they thought they would do what they're doing to the country as a whole and rot it from within. Our enemies do not have to try and attack us to take us out. They have to wait. That's all. The Democrats will do it for them.
Now, Derek, I was going to talk a little bit about Dr. Fauci, because I know you have another piece in Town Hall about the COVID anniversary. But I think after hearing you talk about that, I would love to get your take on Jen Psaki, because you're talking about, you know, reality versus what our feelings and wokeness and you know, diversity. And I'm noticing this a lot with Jen Psaki. The example that comes to mind first is when she was asked about how they were going to save small businesses. And she said, first of all, we hired a woman. That was number one. But the other part of it is she doesn't want to acknowledge what's happening at the border. She doesn't want to call it a crisis. And when she's asked about it, she says, well, the other administration had a morality problem. And I just keep thinking to myself, none of this deals with the fact that you guys have a serious problem. It's all words to make people feel better about their problem.
If you've ever watched in Times Square or downtown Boston or whatever. I don't know if it goes down to downtown Boston. It used to happen in Times Square all the time. About 3 o'clock in the morning, a bunch of drunks walking around, and there's the table set up with a three-card Monty. And the guy moving the cards around playing three-card Monty never shuts up. Never shuts up. Why? He's making jokes. He's funny. He's pointing at people. Why? Because it's a distraction. Magicians don't do their stuff generally in silence unless they're really bad and do it to dramatic music, because they're trying to distract from the sleight of hand that they're doing. They don't want you to pay attention to what they're doing. Pay attention to what they're saying. That's, I call Jen Psaki on my podcast affectionately Ginger Goebbels, because that's what she is. She is the minister of propaganda. She will tell you what isn't is and do it with a straight face or distract completely from the issue at hand. They seem to think that if they can craft a narrative, that will shape people's reality. And sadly, with the help of the media, they're able to do that for a large percentage of the population. But I would talk about, I mean, they don't want to admit that there's a crisis. Somehow there's some weird fetish or whatever it is. Who knows what words set Joe off and his medications when they're mixed together in some sort of weird fever dream. But they don't want to use the word crisis because it would be a crisis that they manufactured. Their words caused this. So when you look at the country as a whole and the issue of illegal immigration and crime, it's not that they think that they're immune. It's that they're perfectly willing to sacrifice some people for their greater good. I mean, the history of progressive philosophy in the last century is more than 100 million dead, and that doesn't bother them. You get people who look at the Soviet Union and go, yeah, but yeah, Stalin was bad, but communism didn't fail. It was Stalin. They should have followed Trotsky. Like, are you insane? It's failed everywhere. It's been tried. So, yes, Kate Steinle had to die just because. They don't care about Kate Steinle. It doesn't matter about Kate Steinle. What matters is that they get as many future Democrats in the country as possible. So you can look at somebody with big MS-13 tattooed on their neck and think, well, maybe they'll end up being the CEO of a pharmaceutical company someday. No, they won't, unless they legalize meth or something. You can weed these people out if you wanted to. They don't want to because they're perfectly willing to look at the individual as disposable for the greater good. That's how you ended up with so many Democrats committing political suicide in passing Obamacare. They knew they were staring into their political open graves, but it was for the greater good, so they jumped.
Derek Hunter, thank you so much. This is one of my favorite interviews we've done in a long time. People can follow Derek at Derek A. Hunter on Twitter. Derek, do you want to plug anything else before you go?
Oh, just check out the Derek Hunter podcast, wherever fine podcasts are given away for free.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, sir. I hope to have you on again soon. Guys, if you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you are missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. The grape seed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. I don't know if Jared even knows this yet, but we got a new shipment of Super Beats.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it was labeled for Howie, but I don't know if it's going to get to Howie. That's the issue. Because we need our Super Beats. We all like to take 2 a day. And they're delicious. They help with circulation. They give you better blood pressure. And they don't make you jittery. You guys see, I have my coffee here. And sometimes I go for a second cup. Never goes well. You're better off with real energy that you can get from Super Beats. Do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at GetSuperBeats.com/grace. When you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in a 3rd for free. That's GetSuperBeats.com/grace. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I love that interview because Derek Hunter just said so much of what I was thinking, but he has a really funny way of putting things, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Call in 844-500-4242. I want to talk about the crisis at the border. I'm sorry, I mislabeled it again. The challenge at the border. And I also want to talk a little bit more about Andrew Cuomo before we hit the 2 o'clock hour. We'll be back on the other side with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
You'll
chips.
Get nothing and I can.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. We're just cruising through this Monday, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show thus far. Derek Hunter really put a smile on my face during that interview, but I have some bad news. There's a lot of times now in society you figure out that things are problematic that you never knew. I was having this discussion with my sister yesterday. I said, I keep seeing all these people say, you know, so-and-so is problematic. It's a trend with the Gen Z, you know? And I said, isn't everybody problematic? Aren't we as human beings just flawed? Aren't we all works in progress? But this is something I bet you didn't even know was racist. You ready for this? This is from the Los Angeles Times. Hiking has a diversity problem.
Racism, racism.
Derek Hunter was talking about how the military cannot depend on diversity as its strength. Its strength is its strength. Well, it turns out that hiking has a problem with diversity as well. These BIPOC groups are working to fix it. That would be Black, Indigenous, people of color. Longtime oppression and historical barriers have kept many people of color from feeling comfortable in the American outdoors. Once again, these are things that I did not know we had to worry about. We are inundated on a daily basis with new problems. And I want to read you guys something here. In the 2 o'clock hour, I'm going to cover Andrew Cuomo and teachers unions and all that good stuff. We got producers picks. But listen to this hot take. This was from the New York Post today. It's called Cancel Culture is Out of Control and Gen X is Our Only Hope. And I like this part of it. Here's the thing. The situation with the millennials is getting way out of hand. And I'm skipping around here. Honestly, I think I know what happened. In a weird way, the existence of the Soviet Union was good for American democracy. We spent a lot of time comparing ourselves and the superiority of our way of life. Due process was better than show trials. Personal liberty was better than state tyranny. Free speech was better than censorship. Reckoning with history was better than erasing it. The evil empire component of the Cold War was perversely helpful. Several generations of American kids grew up knowing that we were the good guys. When we won the Cold War, we lost our enemy. So we looked around for a new enemy and decided that the enemy could be us. Is this not the most true thing that's happening right now in this world? We don't have enough issues with China eating our lunch, with this pandemic. No. We've got to cancel Dr. Seuss. We've got to change out the maple syrup logos. That's what's at top of mind because we are wrong. We are racist. We are bad. That is what they're teaching this new generation of kids. Should scare everybody. All right, guys, when we get back on the other side, we're talking about Randy Andy Cuomo. It's not looking good for him. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.